Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The public inquiry into the murders of 29 people in the Omagh bombing in 1998 is continuing this morning, and our reporter Una Kelly joins me on the line now. A reminder that there will be descriptions in Una's report that some listeners might find distressing. Now, Una, this morning the inquiry has been hearing from Gary McGillion, who was severely injured in the bomb, and Gary's niece was murdered that day.
Yes, Gary McGillion was the uncle and godfather of Breida Devine, a 20-month-old toddler who was murdered that day. We heard Breida's pen portrayed in the inquiry process 2 weeks ago, but today Gary was telling us more about the events of the 15th of August, 98. He went into a lot of detail about how happy everyone was at the start of that day. He described a beautiful summer day. There was due to be a carnival in the town. They'd had a pre-wedding party just the night before. Gary was due to marry Donna Marie a week after the bomb, and Breida was to be the flower girl. So all of them, as well as Breida's mother Tracy, Gary's sister, were in town to get Breida some shoes for the wedding. He said that Breida loved the shoes and she didn't want to take them off. Then the bomb scare came in and they were all told to move out to the bottom of the town. Gary says he has a distinct memory of Donna Marie pushing Breida in the pushchair. And then the bomb went off. Gary says it was like a massive electric shock in his body. He said there was a long, terrible silence and then piercing screams. He realised his shirt was on fire, he said, so he ripped it off and then realised he had a hole in the back of his head. Despite his own injuries, he said that finding his family was the priority. Donna Marie had a shop sign on top of her. Her hand was still on the pushchair. Gary managed to pull Donna Marie and Breida out. He wouldn't go into detail, he said, about the things he saw that day, but that they're engraved in his brain and they've haunted him every day and night for the past 26 years. He described how his next move was to race to the top of the town with Breida in his arms. He handed her to a police officer who then passed Breida to a traffic warden and they sped off to hospital in a car. He said that Breida at this point was still breathing and he could feel her heartbeat but knew she needed urgent help. He said, "It's one of the most precious memories. I can still feel Breida's heartbeat on my chest. A faint little heartbeat, and to this day I can still feel that heartbeat." Gary then tried to go and help others, but police insisted he himself was too badly injured, so he was put into a Land Rover and taken to Omagh County Hospital. A third of the right side of his body had third-degree burns. He had shrapnel in places all over his body. He lost part of his right arm and his eardrums had been blown. He described the mayhem in Omagh Hospital. He said it was like something from a movie and utterly traumatising. Gary, his fiancée Donna Marie and his sister Tracy were all in the hospital. And Gary's father was a fireman in Omagh and a first responder that day. He'd gone into the town and seen Breida's pushchair in the wreckage. And at that point, he knew it wasn't good. Gary's father then went to the hospital and saw his own children, Gary and Tracy. Once he knew that they were being taken care of in the hospital and he could do nothing more for them, Gary's father went back out to the town centre to help in whatever way he could. Gary, Donna Marie and Tracy were all then transferred to hospital in Belfast. Gary had 8 to 10 weeks of painful surgeries. He described it as immense physical pain, but he said that when he was told that Breida had passed away, it was something that ripped my heart out, and that part's still missing today.
Gosh, I don't think any of us can understand, Una, what it must be like for Gary and all of the other people to describe in such detail what happened on that day. He talked as well, I mean, you said there that he thinks about Breida and her heartbeat in his arms every single night since then, but he spoke at length about the mental health effects of that day on him.
Yes, he said that the physical scars can heal, but the mental scars are still there and still vivid. He talked about how when he was in hospital, he had to watch Breida's funeral on the TV news. And the first thing he did when he got out of hospital was to go to his her graveside. He also spoke about the guilt he feels over Breida not surviving. He said, "I'll carry it to the day I die." He said, "I know it's not my fault, but I was there to protect her and I couldn't." Donna Marie was in a coma for 6 weeks. In the hospital, Gary and Donna Marie then managed to set their wedding date for March 1999. Gary said that everything in the wedding stayed the same, but the only thing that changed was that one person was missing. He did say they managed to have a happy day tinged with sadness, and he described how masses of people in OMA came out to support them that day. He said, "That's what OMA is all about, the courage and support." He said that his entire family had suffered and that there were frustrations with how the bomb was dealt with in the aftermath. He said that this inquiry now provides hope for the victims and survivors, that people deserve to know what happened and hopefully they'll get some closure. He said that the scars are there forever. He said, "We lost a beautiful girl that day. We can't bring her back, but she lives on with us day and night." And Donna Marie McGillion has just now started giving evidence to the inquiry in the past few minutes.
My God, well, let's hope that they get what they believe they will and what they hope they will from that inquiry. Una Kelly, thank you very much for joining us from OMA. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.